Well, when you look at God's word, you see, God gave some instructions to Israel. Let's think about it for a second. He said, you shall work 6 days and then rest what? On the seventh. And that seventh was called a Sabbath, okay? First day of the week is what day? Sunday is the first day of the week. So they would work Sunday through Friday, and they would rest on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. Some people are confused, and they think Sabbath day is Sunday. Sunday's the first day of the week. Now, as those who know Jesus Christ as Savior, we worship on Sunday. Now, go ahead and leave it back on that slide. We worship on Sunday, the first day of the week. Why do we do that? What changed? Why did, when God said, nation of Israel, because we're not the nation of Israel, we're the church, the body of Christ. When God said to the nation of Israel, you shall work 6 days and rest on the seventh, and they worshiped really on that on the Sabbath day. That's, now, we do something different. Why? It's because Jesus Christ died and then rose from the grave on the first day of the week, which is Sunday. And so we worship and we come together on the first day of the week. So every Sunday is Resurrection Today. Today is Easter Sunday, which the whole world everywhere is thinking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I think one of the things that's so important is, what difference does it make? I've heard people say, well, if Jesus died on the cross, and didn't he come to die on the cross and pay for the sins of the world? Did he come to do that? Okay, but so what if he didn't rise from the grave? Somebody could say, well, he already died on the cross to pay for sin. What difference does it make? We're going to see this morning it does make a difference. If he had not risen from the grave, he wouldn't have paid for sin. And we'll talk about it in just a little bit. Let me raise the two questions again. We're going to look at some questions concerning resurrection, and then we're going to look at the importance of Christ's resurrection. Let's begin with questions concerning resurrection. And so the very first question that I have for you is this. What is resurrection? Resurrection, when the Bible deals with resurrection, it is always dealing with bodily resurrection. There are groups of people throughout history that when they say resurrection, they think of the spirit. They think you could die and your body would be over there and your spirits are going around, and that's resurrection. That's not resurrection biblical. Bible resurrection, biblical resurrection is the resurrection of the body. So when we talk about resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15 talks about the body, that perishable will put on imperishable, this mortal will put on immortality. So a definition of resurrection is when the human body is raised from the dead or changed, because there may be a group of us who, when Jesus comes in the clouds and the dead in Christ rise first and we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them, there'll be a generation of believers who won't die physically. So resurrection and resurrection of the body is a change in the body, either raising it from the dead or changing us, and we'll be united with soul and spirit never to die physically again. 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable and we will be changed. So that's what resurrection is. So when you think of resurrection, there are philosophies throughout history, there are different groups of people, and they talk about resurrection as being some kind of spiritual thing. Resurrection is always of the body, always. Second question, who was the first person resurrected? Well, you think about it, and you start thinking in the Bible, you say, oh, okay, wait a minute. There was a guy who died in the Old Testament, and Elijah or Elisha laid over him, and he came back from the dead. And then there was Lazarus, and he had been dead 4 days, and Jesus raised him from the dead. And then there was that little girl who was 12 years old, and she died, and Jesus raised her from the dead. And then there was that widow's son that in the city of Nain, as they were coming out, and Jesus came up, and he was already dead, and Jesus raised him from the dead. And so some people say those are resurrections. Those are not resurrections. They are what? Resuscitations. Resurrection is to be raised from the dead, never to die again. And so the first person to ever be resurrected is who? It's Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look at verse 20 when it says, but now Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits who are asleep. The firstfruits means he's the first one. He's literally the first one to ever come to die, come back from the dead, never to die physically again. Because I want you to know that the guy that Elijah raised from the dead died again, and the widow's son died again, and Lazarus died again, and the little 12-year-old girl eventually died again. So all those people were resuscitated, came back from the dead, but that wasn't resurrection. Resurrection is raising the body and changing the body. Okay? When Lazarus came from the grave after 4 days, he still had his regular old body, and eventually he died again. Resurrection is a glorified body. It's a different body. It's a body that will not see decay. Third big question, is resurrection part of the gospel? And the reason I raise that question is so many people say things like this. Well, here's the message. The message is that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and whoever believes in him is saved. A lot of people think that's the good news message. The good news message is more than that. The good news message is not Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins. The good news message is Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for our sins and what? Rose again on the third day to conquer death. 1 Corinthians 15, I want you to look at it. Look at verse 3. For I deliver to you, this is Paul writing, I deliver to you as first importance, which I also received, that did what? That Christ did what? Died for our sins according to the Scripture, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scripture. So the gospel message is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died and rose again. So when you're going to tell people the good news message, it's not just Jesus died for you, it's Jesus died and rose again. I mean, that's the key, okay? That's the key for the whole thing. Here's the fourth question. Is the resurrection of human beings based on Christ? What does that mean? And the answer is yes, because every human being will be raised from the dead because of Jesus Christ. Every human being will be raised from the dead. It's based on our relationship, fellowship, connection with Jesus Christ. I want you to understand this. Everyone who believes in Jesus as Savior is part of what's called the first resurrection. Everyone who does not believe in Jesus as Savior is part of what's called the second resurrection or the second death. And there's an idea there that every human being, because what Jesus has done, he died on the cross to pay for the sins of who? The entire world. And he rose from the grave to conquer death for who? The entire world. Every human being is going to be raised from the dead. So is the resurrection of human beings based on Jesus Christ? The answer is yes. There's a first resurrection and a second resurrection. We'll talk more about that. That goes to the other question. Will every human being be raised from the dead? The answer is, will every human being be raised from the dead? Yes. Every human being will be raised from the dead because Jesus Christ has done what? Conquered death. Jesus died on the cross, paid for sin, rose again, conquered death. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 through 22. Christ has been raised from the dead. He's the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came what? Death. What man is that? Adam. Also by a man comes the resurrection of the dead. What man is that? Jesus Christ. For as in Adam all die, in Christ all will be what? Made alive. So you understand that Jesus Christ's death and resurrection not only paid for the sins of every human being, but he conquered death for every human being. In Adam all die, in Jesus Christ all are made alive. So let's think about this. So we've raised some questions. Resurrection is being raised from the dead, never to die again. The first person to ever be raised from the dead or resurrected is Jesus Christ. And we talk about, let's see, what was the third question? Is resurrection part of the gospel? Yes, it's the death and resurrection makes the gospel. Every human being is tied to Christ's resurrection, and every human being will be raised from the dead. I think there's a misconception. I think people think this. They think, okay, if you believe in Jesus Christ, when you die, you go to heaven. And then we know they don't even talk about a body. They think maybe I've had people think that we're angels and we're going to get our wings. We're not angels. We don't have spirit bodies. We have real bodies. And heaven is not our eternal place. Heaven is a temporary place. Our eternal place is the kingdom on this earth and then a new heavens and a new earth and an eternal kingdom. So we have a body. I think some people say, okay, when you die, if you're a believer, you're going to get something. If you're an unbeliever, you go to hell, but you don't get anything. What you don't realize is every human being is going to be raised from the dead and have bodies that will never decay. Everybody, because Jesus Christ conquered death. Now, what's the importance? Why is the resurrection of Jesus Christ so important? There are three things, and we're going to look at some things and see how they fit and put them together. But there's three keys and three key areas as we think about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here's the first one. It proved that he is the Son of God. Now, you understand that Jesus Christ came to the earth, and he walked on the earth for 30-something years. He started a ministry when he was right around 30, according to Luke. His ministry lasted for about 3 to 3.5 years. He claimed to be the Messiah. He claimed to be the Son of God. He told people that before Abraham was, he was. He existed. He said, before Abraham was, I am. He mentioned the idea that he's always lived. He was called the Son of David, which is the Messiah. He was called the Son of God. The angel told Mary before he was ever born that that which is conceived in her is the Son of God. And so Jesus Christ actually said that he was God. There were people, they worshiped him. Jesus never stopped people from worshiping him. When Peter was proclaiming the message and a guy fell down in front of him, Peter said, get up, get up, get up. You don't worship me. When John saw the eternal stuff and there was an angel talking to him, John fell down and the angel said, don't worship me, worship God. When people fell down and worshiped Jesus, Jesus didn't ever say, don't worship me, I'm not God. He said, worship me. Why? Because I'm God. Now, anybody could say they're God. Could I have lived in those days and been a nice guy and claimed to be the Messiah and claimed to be God and claimed that I was going to pay for sin and everything like that? How would you know? How would you know that I just didn't die on the cross and that was it? And we say, well, we thought he was the Messiah. Listen, when Jesus died and they took him off that cross, and they took him to the tomb that Joseph of Arimathea did the disciples believe he was going to rise from the grave? What'd you say? No, I think you're exactly right. What were the women doing that morning? We're going to see it later on. What were the women doing when they were going out to the tomb early in the morning? They were going to do what? Anoint the body. Did they go out there saying, no sense taking anything, he's not going to be there? No, they all thought he was there. They came back and said, the body's gone. And Peter and John, I mean, they ran there, but they didn't. They thought something was wrong with her. Something wrong with her. So when we think about the importance of the resurrection, the first thing, it proves that Jesus Christ is. Let me read Romans for you. Let me read Romans chapter 1. This is verse 4. Listen to what, this is at the start of the book of Romans. Paul is writing it. And he's talking about, he said, Paul, the bondservant of Christ Jesus, and he concerning his son, talking about the son, who was born a descendant of David according to the flesh. What did that mean? That mean David was, Jesus was a descendant of who? Humanly speaking, he was a descendant of King David. But then listen to this. He was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead. When Jesus rose from the grave, it declared publicly that he is God. The importance of the resurrection, anybody could have got on the cross and said, I'm God, I'm the Messiah, I'm the Savior. They could have died. You know how many messiahs the nation of Israel over the years have said, we follow messiahs? You know how many they've had? 24. 24 different ones. Did you realize that about 14 years ago, there was a rabbi in New York that was 86 years old, and many of the Jewish people were considering him their Messiah? Guess what? He died. And they said, well, I guess not. Did you know before Jesus, there was a guy that led over 400 men out toward the Dead Sea claiming to be the Messiah? Romans came out and killed him. That's it. And they scattered. Did they kill Jesus? Did they scatter? For 3 days. And then what happened? What changed it all? Rose from the grave. Did you know the Jewish people historically have followed 24 messiahs? There have been 25. The one they didn't follow, which one was that? Jesus of Nazareth. Exactly. So it proved that he is the Son of God. Now, here is some amazing truth, and I don't know how long it'll take us to go through this, so we got to see this. Look at this. Second thing, we will rise from the dead. Now, I quoted a while ago 1 Corinthians 15, and you remember I said, for since by a man came death, by a man came resurrection dead, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ all we made alive. Verse 23 says, but each in his own order. Now that says there is an order to resurrection. Everybody's not resurrected at the same time. You understand that? Let's talk about resurrection. Let's talk about it. In fact, all going to be made alive. But there is a pattern. I want you to see it. There's what we call two resurrections, okay? Two resurrections in the Bible. One is called the resurrection of life. The other is called the resurrection of death. Sometimes that doesn't make sense when people say resurrection of death, but that means they're going to be raised from the dead to die forever, to be separated from God. Resurrection of life is people are going to be raised from the dead to have eternal life and life forever with Jesus Christ. There'll be people who are raised from the dead to die forever separated from Jesus Christ. There are two resurrections, okay? I want you to see them, and I want you to see how it fits, okay? Of the resurrection of life, this is the first one, there are three parts to it. The first one to ever be raised is who? Christ. The second who will be raised is the church, the body of Christ, that's us. And the third who will be raised, and they're all in resurrection of life, is the Old Testament and the tribulation saints. Okay? I've got a little chart, and I forgot to bring my little pointer, but I want you to see something. You see, Jesus Christ died. That's a picture of Jesus dying on the cross and doing what? What's the arrow mean? Resurrection. When we draw it, we always draw the cross with the arrow. We say the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the first part of the first resurrection. Jesus Christ is the first fruits, and then those in their order. Who's number one in resurrection? Who? Jesus. Okay, who's number two in the resurrection? The church. Okay, if you notice, after Jesus died and rose again, he ascended into heaven, walked on the earth 40 days, ascended to heaven. 10 days after that, Holy Spirit came down, started what we call the church, the body of Christ. That's Jews and Gentiles together into one body. We're proclaiming the message of Jesus Christ. We do not know how long we're going to be here, but what's going to happen? Jesus Christ is going to come in the clouds, and what's going to happen to us? The dead in Christ be what? Raised, and we will be changed in a moment, a twinkle of an eye. What's that called? That's the rapture, but that's resurrection. The church, the body of Christ, will be resurrected. The dead bodies will be changed. The generation of people who are left on the earth, who are still on the earth, will be changed in a moment, a twinkle of an eye, and will be taken off the face of the earth. We're resurrected. That's part two of the first resurrection. Then, as you know, after we're gone, there'll be a tribulation. And then Jesus comes what? The second time. First coming, he came to die. Second coming, he comes to reign. In between the two comings to the earth, he comes in the clouds, okay? The second coming of Jesus Christ, he's coming to do what? What's he coming to do? Set up the kingdom and reign for 1,000 years. Guess what? At that time period, the Old Testament believers, not the church, because Old Testament believers aren't the church, the Old Testament believers and those who died in the tribulation will be raised to get ready to go into the kingdom. You understand, Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 says, after the tribulation, Old Testament believers will be raised. So David and Moses and all of those guys, they're not resurrected before us. Christ is first, church is second. And third group of the first resurrection, the third group of the first resurrection, Old Testament believers and the tribulation, people who died during the tribulation who were believers, they will all be raised from the dead. What kind of bodies will they have? Glorified bodies. And they're going into the what? The kingdom. Exactly right. So the first resurrection takes place before the kingdom. Get that. It's in three parts. Part one is who? Jesus. Part two is church. Part three is Old Testament and tribulation saints. Those three parts make up the first resurrection. Okay? Now, there is a second resurrection. It's called the resurrection of damnation. It's also called the second death. It is the unbelievers and death in Hades, and they're going to be cast in the lake of fire. Let me read something to you, okay? If you want to, you can turn with me to Revelation chapter 20. If you want to do that, just turn over there, because I'm going to be reading just... In fact, it'd be a good idea. Turn over there for just a second. Revelation chapter 20. I want you to see what's going to happen. Okay? A lot of people over there yet? Revelation 20? Okay? Now, let me review for a second. How many resurrections are there? How many resurrections are there? Two. Resurrection of life, resurrection of death. The first resurrection has three parts to it. Part one is who? Jesus. Part two is church. Part three is Old Testament tribulation. And all that happens over a period of time, Christ the first fruits, then that those after in their order, that all happens before when? Before the kingdom. So just picture Jesus being resurrected, we're resurrected, Old Testament, and we're getting ready to go into the kingdom. Revelation 20, verse 4, I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony, because of the word of God, those who did not worship the beast or his image. These are people who died in the tribulation. They come to life, and they reign with Christ for how long? Okay, now, you've got Old Testament saints, tribulation saints, the church, and Jesus, all resurrected, going into the what? The kingdom. Now, look at the next verse. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is called the what? The first resurrection happens, then there's going to be 1,000 years kingdom, and then who's going to be resurrected? The unbelievers, all right? Put the chart up, okay? There, Christ first, church second, Old Testament tribulation saints third. That's first resurrection. In between the first resurrection and the second resurrection is the millennial kingdom. The 1,000 years happen. It says the rest of the dead don't come to life till the 1,000 years are completed. Now look at verse 6. Look what he says. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the what? First resurrection. Over thee, because over these the second death has no power. They will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for how long? 1,000 years. So which resurrection you want to be in? First, you don't want to be in the second one, right? The first one begins with Jesus. The second one is with us. And the third one is the Old Testament tribulation saints. So anybody that's believed in Jesus Christ as Savior is in the first resurrection. He said, blessed and holy is the one who has part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power. They will be priests of God in Christ. And they will reign with him for how long? 1,000 years. Now what's going to happen? When the 1,000 years are over, Satan's going to be released. And then at the very end of the 1,000 years, there's going to be the second resurrection, which we call the resurrection of death. Exactly right. And watch what happens. Look at Revelation chapter 20. Look at verse 13. And the sea gave up their dead, which were in it. And death and Hades gave up their dead, which were in it. And every one of them were judged according to their deeds. They're going to be raised from the dead to stand before Jesus Christ. And look what it goes on to say. And death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found, what? Written in the book of life, they're thrown into where? How do you get into the book of life? Faith in Jesus Christ, and you get what? Eternal life. If your name is not found written in the book of life, it's because you did not believe in Jesus Christ as Savior. Jesus is the first one to rise. The church is the second aspect to rise. The Old Testament tribulation saints, all these believers are rising. There's a kingdom. At the end of the kingdom, everyone who has not believed in Jesus Christ will be raised from the dead. This is the second resurrection or the second death. He said, blessed and holy are the people who are there in the first resurrection. That's where you want to be. First resurrection. You don't want to be in the second resurrection because people in the first resurrection have victory over what? Over death. But these people don't. They're going to live forever, but it's they're called death and Hades. And it says death and Hades were thrown in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, they're thrown into the lake of fire. So here's a summary, okay? The first resurrection is Christ, the church, Old Testament tribulation believers, then the kingdom. Following the kingdom is what's called second resurrection or resurrection of the death. Unbelievers are all raised after the kingdom, and they're judged at what's called the great white throne judgment. They're judged according to their works. Every human being is judged according to their works. Works have nothing to do with salvation. The basis, the fact that they're cast in the lake of fire is because their name was not found what? Written in the book of life. It has nothing to do with works. Your good works have nothing to do with your salvation. Go back to the, can you go back to the chart? When we die and we're raised again, we're going to be raptured out. That's the second part of the first resurrection, we'll stand before what's called the judgment seat of Christ to be judged for our, what? Works. Does it have anything to do with salvation? Does it have anything to do with salvation? No, okay? When the unbeliever stands before the great white throne judgment and the books are open, there's the book of life, and then there's the books of their deeds. They judged according to their deeds, but they don't have life because nobody has life based on works. You have life based on faith in Jesus Christ. It says anyone's name not found written in the book of life is cast in the lake of fire. So just remember this. When people say you're going to stand before God for all that you've done, listen, no human being stands before God for their sins. Listen carefully. No human being stands before God for their sins. Why? Jesus Christ has already paid for every sin of every person. Every sin is cast as far as the east from the west. But the only way a person can spend eternity with Jesus is to have what? Eternal life, and that comes by faith. So human beings don't go to hell because of their sins. And when they're judged for works, when we get rewarded for works, it's not sin, it's good works. When their books of life are, when their books of works are open for the unbeliever, it's not their sins. God doesn't say, look at all your sins, that's why you go to hell. He says, look at all your works, but your works cannot give you what? Eternal life, for by grace you're saved through faith and not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. People don't go to hell because of their sin. Jesus has already paid for it all. People don't go to heaven or hell because of their good works. Good works have no basis for salvation. Salvation is by faith alone in Christ. That's the basis of salvation. Whoever believes, first resurrection, eternal life. Whoever does not believe, second resurrection, second death, and they're cast into the lake of fire. Is that simple? Some people, I know that there may be some people in this room, you never heard that before. And you may have thought that, you know, people are sinners and they do wrong and they don't believe in Jesus, so they go to hell for their sins. Jesus already paid for everybody's sins. Remember, he died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world, and he rose again to conquer death for every person. So Jesus died and rose again, paying for sin and conquering death for every person. So why doesn't a person go to heaven? Because they don't have life. Life comes by faith. Life doesn't come by good works. If good works could save us, then Jesus didn't need to die. Okay, that makes sense? Okay. So two things so far. That why is the resurrection so important? It proved that he's God. Second, it conquered death for all people. Everybody will rise. And then number three, it proved that sins are paid for. See, if he'd have died on the cross and not risen from the grave, then how do we know that he actually paid for the sins? How do we know that when he got to the end and he said, it is finished, that he was telling the truth? In 1 Corinthians, let me just find this for you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, this is where we were originally, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says this. He says, verse 16, if Christ is not raised... If the dead are not raised, Christ is not raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. If Jesus had not risen from the grave, sins would not have been paid for because he wasn't God. He wasn't the Savior. And when he rose from the grave, it proved that our sins were paid for. It's powerful. Powerful. Paul even writes and says, you know, if Jesus really wasn't God, if Jesus didn't rise from the grave, then out of all the people in the world, we're the most pitiful because we've put our hope in a death and resurrection, and if he didn't rise, we got nothing. But what did he do? He rose again. Up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph. What was his foe? Sin and death. Exactly. 1 John 2:2. He is the satisfactory payment, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the entire world. Sins are paid for. So here's some questions. Okay, questions concerning resurrection. If you look on your thing, resurrection is always bodily. It begins with Jesus Christ. He's the first one, followed by the church, followed by the Old Testament tribulation saints. Then there's a kingdom, and then the second resurrection or the second death. The gospel is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's that simple. He died and rose again, paying for sin and conquering death. All people, every human being is connected to Jesus' death and resurrection, and every human being will exist forever. They're going to be raised from the dead. Why is it so important that Jesus Christ, second thing, why is it so important that he rose from the grave? It proved that he is who? He is Son of God. It also did what? It showed that he conquered death, and every human being will be raised from the dead. And it also proved that sins are paid for.